We're talking with Dr. Anja Brandon, who's Associate Director of U.S. Plastic Policy for the Ocean Conservancy. And she has participated in, I believe it's the fourth session of the Intergovernmental Committee to develop a legally binding agreement on plastic pollution, which is taking place up in Ottawa, Canada. I believe hundreds of countries are represented. So, Dr. Brandon, maybe you could just briefly. People probably can, what is Ocean Conservancy's concern about plastics, and what are the key issues taking place at the plastic treaty meeting?
Yeah, that's a great question. The ocean has been ground zero for the plastic pollution crisis for decades. Each and every year, 11 million metric tons of plastic enter our ocean. To put that into perspective, that's over garbage trucks worth of plastic entering our ocean every single minute. And we know all of that pollution in the ocean is really just the tip of the iceberg. All that visible pollution out in our ocean is hiding far more invisible threats, from microplastics to toxic chemicals to greenhouse gas emissions from the entire life cycle of plastics, since plastics are made out of fossil fuels. And we know this pollution doesn't know or obey geographic boundaries. This really is going to require all countries to come together, which is why we're so excited to be here at the fourth round of negotiations for what we're calling a global plastics treaty. Basically, getting all of the countries on the same page to figure out how we're going to reduce plastics, better manage the plastics that we do end up using, and then continue to clean up plastics that are already out in the environment.
So, what are some of the key issues that the negotiators are trying to grapple with at this meeting? And do you expect a final agreement, or this is part of a longer process that goes on for a number of years?
Yeah, so this is the fourth of an expected five meetings to negotiate this treaty. The goal is to end the treaty negotiations by the end of this year. So we're on a pretty breakneck timeline. And this is the first treaty, this is the first negotiation where we're really seeing countries start to negotiate, to really grapple with the text and decide what's going to be in there. So some of the topics that are ripe for discussion. How are we going to reduce the amount of plastic we're making and using in the first place? Every single scientific model has shown that we need to start with reduction when it comes to solving this issue. So that's a really big issue that's being negotiated right now. And we go from really big issues like that all the way down to microplastics, a big issue, but a tiny plastic problem. So how are we going to prevent the use of intentionally added microplastics? What are we going to do with all the microplastics that shed or degrade from larger plastic items, and everything in between? So we're talking about extended producer responsibility policies to fishing gear that's made out of plastic, really taking a full life cycle comprehensive approach to the plastic pollution crisis.
So one of the debates we've seen in many states in the United States is, the industry, wants to focus on, let's do a better job of recycling plastics, whereas many environmental advocates go, it's very difficult to recycle plastics as compared to, say, glass or metal. And so therefore, we have to focus more on stopping producing plastic, or reduce the amount of plastic we produce. How is that type of tension playing out in these international treaty?
Yeah, that's a great tension, or that's a great question. We see this exact same tension playing out at the local level, the state level, the federal level, and of course here at the international level. And I think we often get caught in this either-or framing. We either need to eliminate and reduce all plastic, or we need to recycle all plastic. And the truth of the matter, what the science tells us, is that it is a yes and problem at this point. We are so far gone into this crisis. It is an all hands on deck moment. Yes, we need to reduce the amount of plastic we're making and using. And yes, we need to improve real mechanical recycling of the plastic that we do end up still using to enable us to get off of fossil fuels in the first place, which are used to make all of our plastics. And so that's what we're hoping to see in this treaty, is that comprehensive approach that says, yes, and how can we move this forward on all fronts?
Now, one of the issues that does come up, at least in the United States, has been the issue of chemical recycling, which is, I guess, heavily promoted by the plastic industry. You know, many environmentalists argue that's not a great technology. Some people compare it to actually incineration of the plastic. How is that issue playing out in the treaty negotiations, and particularly, where does the Biden administration stand on that?
Yeah, this is a great question. And I would say it's chemical recycling is the elephant in the room. It's not written down on any pieces of paper yet, but it's looming in the background over all of these discussions because we know there's a very strong industry presence, as well as countries' presence, who are very motivated to see those types of technologies move forward. And the truth of the matter is, chemical recycling at this moment in time is just not recycling. It's not recovering plastics that we can reuse into new products. We've seen enough misinformation and consumer distrust in recycling as it is. Chemical recycling is only going to make that worse, in addition to a whole host of environmental and public health harms that come with these technologies. So we're really trying to push away from these quick fixes or, silver bullet technologies, because we know ultimately that's not what it's going to take, and that these technologies are a distraction from what we really need to be doing, which is talking about how we can reduce plastics in the first place. The Biden administration, again, has not put anything down on paper yet. About these types of technologies in the international treaty. We've seen EPA issue some more positive rulemakings recently, continuing to regulate pyrolysis and gasification, which are two types of these harmful chemical recycling technologies, as incinerators. So I'm hopeful that they follow through on that in the international space and try to focus on real solutions.
So we have about 2 minutes left. So I'm going to ask sort of a multi-part question in the last 2 minutes. In New York, a lot of the fight over plastic packaging has been, trying to set actual concrete goals, say a 50% reduction in the amount of packaging and plastic within a 50 within a 10-year period, 12-year period. Is that something that's occurring? Are you optimistic about the negotiations at this point? Where does it go from here? You say hopefully by the end of the year. And if people want more information, how can they get that all in 90 seconds?
Okay, no small feat. Where do things go from here? So we have another round of negotiations after this, and we're really optimistic that at this round of negotiations, we can get to something called intersessional work. So our mandate for countries to meet and continue talking and figuring this out before the next round of negotiations, so we can stay on this timeline. So that's where things head next. In terms of a target, you are spot on. We absolutely need a time-bound reduction target to really move the needle on this issue. Ocean Conservancy worked in California to do just that, a 25% reduction in single-use plastics over 10 years. Ocean Conservancy is calling for a 50% reduction in single-use plastics by 2050, so 50 by 50. To be included in the international treaty based on modeling of what we know it's going to take to move the needle on this issue. And for folks who want to join us in calling for that and learn more, you can go to www.oceanconservancy.com/endplasticpollution.
Thank you very much. We've been talking with Dr. Andrew Brandon of the Ocean Conservancy, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.